Well, I'm excited to be back for our second year here at TechStars Mobility with Ted Serbinski. Ted, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back. It's good to be here this afternoon.
Awesome. And it's our second year kind of doing a State of the Union. I love getting to do these. We get to talk a little bit about what's new here at TechStars. We get to talk a little bit more about what's going on with your cohort. And I know you have some exciting new kind of things happening that you get to share about. And love being here at Ford Field. We're neighbors now, right? So I'm up right upstairs. We get to be here at Ford Field. And we get, you know, thank you to some of the people like Fon Ellis who made all this possible for us to even be doing some of the things we're doing with TechStars. So this year you got 11 exciting companies that are going to be there, part of the cohort, right?
Yeah, so we have 11 companies this year from around the world. And they represent 5 countries. And so we're really excited to have our most international class yet here with us in downtown Detroit. And they've been here since end of July, and they'll be here through October 18th, which is when our demo day is.
And so some of these people are coming from around the world, as you said, and can you tell a little bit about the TechStars Mobility Foundry House?
Yep, so one cool thing that we do here in Detroit is we have teams coming from all around the world. Most of them have never been into Detroit, and we've partnered with the Foundry Group. They have $1 billion under management, first investors in Fitbit and other companies. And we've worked with them to buy a house in Midtown, right near actually the Shinola store, where these founders, or a number of them, can live for free during the program.
So cool.
So make it as easy as possible to kind of live, work, and play right here in downtown Detroit.
That's awesome. I got to talk to a few of them. Any idea, what's the furthest traveled one, do you think, of the companies?
So we have one team from Dubai.
Okay.
We have a team from Vancouver, another from Munich, one from Tel Aviv, and then across the U.S. So really exciting class here.
That's awesome. And they get to come down here to Ford Field, and you guys' office is right here. Right? I think they're excited about the upcoming YouTube concert being here. We have to tell them they have to buy tickets for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys added Rocket Fiber as your provider, right? Your service provider
for
internet?
So this year we also partner with Rocket Fiber to give kind of world-class internet to the teams here. So we have gigabit fiber here. Internet's incredibly fast. We have a lot of teams doing some highly technical work, so it makes it a lot easier to transfer tons of data when you got blazing fast internet.
Awesome. And you have other corporate sponsors that joined and added that on this year.
Yep. And the other cool thing about this program is we work a lot with corporations in the space. And so this year we've added on Bosch, Next47, which is the investment arm of Siemens, Jaguar Land Rover's investment group InMotion, and also AAA.
And out of curiosity, I'm sure some of the listeners are wondering, so what's in it for someone like, you know, a Siemens or a Bosch or a Jaguar Land Rover or AAA? What makes them want to be a corporate sponsor like that?
So the corporate sponsors are sponsoring for a variety of reasons. One, they're trying to market themselves as innovative and open to working with startups. Two, they're trying to understand and learn from how do we partner with startups? How do we work with startups? How do we engage with them? We don't know where to start. And then three, with this program, how do we really support kind of the mission of the program, the ecosystem that's being developed here around Detroit and mobility, and really be part of that conversation and give back to the Detroit community.
And I got to believe, I mean, some of the companies there have a mobility and a vehicle type interest in that. So that I'm assuming they're looking for opportunities to synergies there and potential companies to work with or grow with.
And that'd be an ideal outcome is one of these startups could be a partner to one of these corporations. They all have kind of different innovation areas that they're looking at, but we're seeing right now probably an average each of the 11 companies is working with 3 to 4 of the corporate partners in a more deeper engagement.
And then is there opportunity for invest, you know, after the demo days, does that become investment type opportunities, or do you see that happening, or how does that work with them?
Potentially, some of the corporate partners do have venture arms. Most of the startups that we bring through are very early, they're still at that seed stage.
Okay.
And so a lot of them are generally just on the radar, maybe some pilots, deeper relationships, but we'll see. It could still take a good 1 to 2 years for that relationship really to start to mature.
Okay. And then is there obviously mentorship, advisory type of opportunities there? Do they get to connect with them? And if so, how does that work?
Yep. And then also all the corporations, the 10 partners we work with, have all been down by the program. They provided mentors, they provided insights into the organizations. Actually, in fact, in the last few weeks, we've actually scheduled 2,000 meetings with our 11 companies and about 200 mentors from throughout the region and actually even some international throughout the world.
Wow. And then is that the ability to play off kind of the TechStars network? You guys obviously have multiple locations. Are they able to work with some of the mentors at other, like the one in New York or the one in some inner cities?
Yep, yeah, so we bring in mentors around this program, around the U.S. Some of these mentors do mentor for multiple TechStars programs. Some of them, it may be a specific program. But we have about 10,000 mentors worldwide across the TechStars network there.
So, and that always begs the question, so someone listening says, wait, how do I get involved in with what you're doing? And I know I always like to ask you that. So for someone who's listening right now, says, hey, I believe I have a mobility idea or a business, what's the best steps for them, do you think?
Yeah, so best steps would be, one, come to our demo day. Our demo day is going to be on October 18th, and we can share an Eventbrite in the link. Okay. And that will fill up. Like, we do have limited space there, but it is a free event. It's a public event. That's a good way to kind of get a sense of what we do and what the companies are working on. In early January of 2018, we will be announcing our next program and applications opening.
You're listening to Be Investable on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Melfi, and we will be right back after a word from our sponsor.